Matt, fantastic. A premiership winning coach in the Sandhurst Central North Rugby Premiership. What's the feeling like?
Fantastic. Just great reward for the effort the boys have put in all year.
Certainly the Sandhurst Narrabri Blue Boys were the dominant side for a big slab. And then, of course, the Bartier Day, which is a massive day for Pirates all along the zone. Brought all the emotions together and the boys really kick-started the season and haven't been headed since.
Yeah, no, it's really good. We really built throughout the year and we spoke about that every night at training, that it was a process to build to today, and it was just good to get everyone on board. We were lucky enough with injuries throughout the year, but obviously it was good to get the polish at the end.
Well, you don't get much recognition for winning the Truro Cup because you're the best side home and away, but and you've got to turn up for this thing to sort of prove your worth, which seems largely insane. But of course, early this year you weren't coach. Jack Walsh was going to be the coach of the Pirates. What was that like when he sprung that on you?
There's a fair few phone calls. I actually thought they'll call me up to play, and then so then he left a message. I checked the message bank, and he put that on me. So I rang him back, and then at the start I thought it might be a junior side, but in the end I was thrown in the deep end. And lucky enough, the players, I asked their permission first, to tell you the truth, and I couldn't have done it without their support.
Yeah. Disappointing, I suppose, in 2012. You're that bloody close to winning a premiership outright. Tim Elliott came in and did his job, and Pirates were able to bring it home the last 20 minutes on the road from fourth. Sort of a funky feeling being a coach now and winning a title compared to not getting that chance to, you know, be a player.
Yeah, that's right. I did my AC joint, and that kept me out, so I had to have that fixed up. And that was a sort of a hollow feeling. But the likes of Tony O'Connor had a similar thing happen last week where he broke his leg. Otherwise, he would have been out there today for sure. So it's we couldn't do it without the likes of those in the club. Having the strong club throughout, the juniors, the 16s were unlucky not to be here today as well. And it's just tremendous, all the support and all the hard work they put in.
Well, Matt, you've gone from being the hunter to the hunted now, so everyone's going to chase you down next year, so maybe it might be time to pull the pin and come back and play. But warmest congratulations on the result.
Yeah, thank you, and I think I might stay on this side of the bench.
You've been to this dance before, but still, it's fourth or fifth premiership, but skippering the side is nothing short of sensational.
Yeah, no, really, really special occasion to be in charge of the boys, so yeah, really enjoyed it, and couldn't be happier with the effort the boys put in with a score like that, yeah.
Well, certainly the Bartier Day was where everything sort of kicked off. It was a very, very tough and tight game and very emotional against the Narrabri boys. But it's one of those things now that all that hard work during the season, but also great to see some old mates come back, such as Amos and Moods as well, to sort of control everything.
Yeah, no, it was a great team effort, and it was a great season with a lot of those boys that had played there, been there, done that before, coming back. And like you said, yeah, it did start from that Batir game we played. We made a pact that we didn't want to feel like that again this season, so we really worked hard at training and got down to business, yeah.
Well, it's been a great success for 10 years with Pirates. Of course, 2008, the gut-wrenching loss after dominating the comp against Inverell, but premierships four in a row, but always in that top three. And new president, of course, with Stewie taking over from the great work that Kelvin did, and also Graham Yeo as well, who laid the slab with Walshie and Gary in the early years as well. It's a real tribute to not only the first grade side, but everybody connected with it, and the families as well.
Oh yeah, it's great. Everybody who does anything here at Pirates just, you know, has the club at heart, and just really work hard for each other and do a good job. So you can't, from president through to, you know, the old fellas who come down and just give us water at training, you know, we can't thank them enough.
Well, Conrad, warmest congratulations. It's great to talk to the premiership winning skipper of Tamworth Pirates as you hold both the Heath Shield and the Truro Cup, and we wish you all the best moving forward.
Great, thanks very much.